your mean time to WTF for a security alert is more than a minute, it's time to look at Lacework. Lacework will help you get your security act together for everything from compliant service configurations to container app relationships, all without the need for PhDs in AWS to write the rules. If you're building a secure business on AWS with compliance requirements, you don't really have time to choose between antivirus or firewall companies to help you secure your stack. That's why Lacework is built from the ground up for the cloud. Low effort, high visibility and detection. To learn more, visit lacework.com.
The sun also crashes, keeping current.
A common pattern endemic to the world of technical people is that we're inclined to identify ourselves by the technology we work with. This is both natural and an inherently limiting philosophy when left unchecked. Let me use my favorite topic as an example, myself. I started my technical career as an email admin, responsible for a reasonably large-scale environment. Roughly 6 months into the role, I started to notice something. This zany Gmail thing was all the rage and starting to make inroads with small businesses. It was far from alone. Yahoo Mail was doing the same thing, and a whole host of other providers were springing up as third-party SaaS email services as well. It was pretty clear that longer term, the current status quo of most companies above a certain size need a dedicated email administrator in-house was going the way of the dodo. I was incidentally correct on this. The job boards don't have a whole lot of email administrator roles. My beloved Postfix isn't listed as a requirement for basically any job in 2021, and it's clear that history has largely proven me right on all counts when it comes to this issue. I'm a believer in the T-shaped engineer, where you're broad across a wide variety of technologies, but deep in one or two areas. If email systems were my area of deep specialization, well, what was next? It was time to find something new. I puttered around and got deep with configuration management systems, first by contributing to SaltStack, then by becoming a trainer for Puppet Labs. This was going swimmingly until the industry fell in love with Docker, 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 and took a hard pivot towards immutable infrastructure, wherein stateful configuration of nodes was more of a curiosity than a deep competence required by most shops. I pivoted again and became a subject matter expert in AWS. This, more or less, brings my technical backstory up to the present day. Now, let's say AWS loses favor. Amazon decides that horsewhipping its employees is more entertaining than selling computing services for whatever reason. Or Azure eclipses it in the marketplace. Or there's such a backlash against tech that running our own environments inside of data centers becomes in vogue again. I'll be faced with that same choice again. Do I focus on the technology I already know that's now in decline? Or do I once again change my technical specialty to something that's being widely adopted? The right answer here comes down to how you see yourself in terms of your own identity. I posit that you're not the technology that you work on. Letting it become a cornerstone of your identity leads to all manner of negative outcomes. There are still, to this day, people who are Perl experts, Solaris admins, AIX engineers, and more. They're just significantly less broadly employable than they were a decade ago. This episode is sponsored by ExtraHop. ExtraHop provides threat detection and response for the enterprise, not the starship. On-prem security doesn't translate well to cloud or multi-cloud environments, and that's not even counting IoT. ExtraHop automatically discovers everything inside the perimeter, including your cloud workloads and IoT devices, detects these threats up to 35% faster, and helps you act immediately. Ask for a free trial of detection and response for AWS today at extrahop.com/trial. We see the same patterns emerging now, with folks pushing back against Cloud Adoption Link in no small part due to the fact that it cuts against their own definitions of their professional identity. If you're a database admin and management proposes migrating off of bespoke databases that you manage yourself on top of VMs or bare metal and onto RDS or some other kind of managed database, what'll that mean for you? Worse, even if you have no personal stake in the outcome, any legitimate grievance you have against migrating to a managed service will be seen as coming from a place of self-interest rather than a well-reasoned technical rebuttal. It's going to happen to you too. If you're a serverless expert, what's that going to mean for you in a few years when nobody cares about serverless anymore? And let me be clear, that day will absolutely come. Nothing lasts forever in technology. I'd argue that remarkably few things last for the majority of someone's career. What's going to happen to the Kubernetes experts who are in such high demand now, once Kubernetes is ubiquitous enough to vanish below the surface of awareness in a few years, and the list of companies who need in-depth Kubernetes expertise drops from most of them to a couple of dozen? Firewall engineers used to be a thing. Now, anyone with a network admin credential is expected to handle firewall configuration as a baseline part of their job. And let's not even get into how few network engineering roles there are today versus 15 years ago. Back when I was running training sessions for Puppet, the folks adopting the technology ran the gamut. They were senior and junior at companies large and small, old and new. Today, it's just not a growth technology. This is one of the reasons I suggest interviewing at other companies periodically. You'll get a stronger sense for what skills you have that are in demand, and those which just don't come up in conversation anymore. I'm not saying that you want to let hype and trends dictate your career, but by the same token, being unaware of the broader applicability of your skill set remains a choice I would strongly advise against.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.